It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Despite the doom and gloom scenario being pushed by right-wing hate talk radio and propaganda TV channels calling themselves news, the economy is doing quite well, thank you very much. The Bureau of Economic Analysis Thursday morning reported that the economy grew 5.7% in 2021. That's the fastest full-year clip since 1984. This despite two new virus variants that emerged during the second year of this global pandemic. From October through December, the economy fared even better, growing 6.9%, up from 2.3% in the previous quarter. This economic growth created a record 6.4 million new jobs in 2021. But we're also seeing the highest inflation in 40 years, and we're still dealing with supply chain issues. Now, both of those problems are global and not unique to the U.S. or Joe Biden. Finally, on Wednesday afternoon, NBC broke the long-awaited news that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer will retire at the end of the current term. At 83, Breyer is the oldest on the bench and one of just three liberals of this nine-member court. His decision to step down now while Democrats control the Senate gives President Biden the opportunity to name his replacement. Many of us have been urging Breyer to retire before the midterm elections so Republicans will not be able to block a Biden nominee if they regain control of the Senate. You'll recall, despite similar urging, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not retire during then-President Barack Obama's term, clearing the way for the former guy to seat Justice Amy Coney Barrett when Ginsburg died in 2020, thereby expanding the conservative majority to 6-3. This opportunity also gives President Biden the chance to change the current negative narrative surrounding his administration and make good on a huge campaign promise to nominate a black woman as the next Supreme Court justice. Among the names being floated so far are the perceived frontrunner, Ketanji Brown Jackson, a U.S. Appeals Court judge in Washington, D.C., Leandra Kruger, a justice on California's Supreme Court, Michelle Childs, a U.S. District Judge in South Carolina, Leslie Abrams Gardner, a U.S. District Judge in Georgia, and civil rights attorney Sherrilyn Ifill. A lot of great choices there. In other news, the Biden administration and NATO on Wednesday sent written confirmation to Russia that they will not make concessions on Moscow's main demands, that NATO reduce military deployments in Eastern Europe and deny Ukraine membership in the alliance, saying both demands are out of the question and always have been. But both Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have agreed to continue ceasefire talks as concerns that Russia will invade Ukraine continue to escalate. Here at home, don't lie for Donald Trump. It's not a good idea. Dozens of local and state Republican leaders who showed their loyalty to the former guy by casting fake electoral votes for him last year may now face prison time as investigators probe the origins of the scheme to send alternate ballots to Congress from states that were narrowly won by Biden. 59 of these fake Trump electors who claim to be duly elected and qualified could face federal and state charges. Could and should. In COVID news, Moderna says it has given the first booster shot specific to the Omicron variant to the first participant in their phase 2 clinical trial. According to the latest CDC data, Omicron currently accounts for 99.9% of all U.S. COVID-19 infections, while the Delta variant makes up the remaining 0.1%. Well, this is a step in the right direction. San Jose, California is now the first city in the nation to require gun owners to buy liability insurance. The San Jose City Council approved the measure in a lopsided Tuesday night vote over opposition from gun rights advocates and gun owners who said the ordinance would violate the Second Amendment. No, it wouldn't. Critics of the policy vowed to challenge it in court. Supporters on the council, some of whom said they had friends killed by gunfire, said the requirement would help address gun violence, which one member called a scourge on our society. The insurance requirement will encourage the city's 55,000 gun-owning households to use gun safes and trigger locks and take gun safety classes. And finally, a few quickies to end today's What's News. If you're in the Northeast, beware and stock up on supplies. There's a bomb cyclone headed for the Northeast this weekend, a particularly strong and rapidly developing storm. It's forecast to bring heavy snow with possible blizzard conditions, maybe even hurricane-strength winds, and potential coastal flooding on Saturday. Sarah Palin, who tested positive for the coronavirus on Monday, delaying the start of her defamation trial against the New York Times, was spotted dining out at the same restaurant in Manhattan on Wednesday night. There are no words. Stephanie Ruhle reportedly will replace Brian Williams in MSNBC's 11 p.m. hour. Spotify is removing Neil Young's music after an open letter was posted on his website telling Spotify they can either have Rogan or Young, not both. Neil Young calling out podcaster Joe Rogan as a notorious purveyor of anti-vaccine BS. Neil Young now calling the company a, quote, home of life-threatening COVID misinformation. Spotify can keep Rogan. I'll stick with Neil Young. And finally, Bangladesh! Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider ended her 40-game winning streak on Wednesday after scoring almost $1.4 million in prize money. She blanked on Bangladesh. She's now the runner-up to the winningest Jeopardy champion of all time, Ken Jennings, who scored 74 consecutive wins. Way to go, Amy Schneider. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.